Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records number 1268, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this week's show, we'll celebrate a trio of birthdays for Glenn Rowell, Charlie Kisco, and Ed Smalley. We'll also play some things, and I'm happy to be able to fulfill a request. Listener and supporter Robert recently wrote to say that Society Bear by Arthur Collins and Byron G. Harlan was in his parents' record collection and is one of his favorite 78s. Well, Robert, here it is, along with a couple more by Collins and Harlan, which may be new to you.
Millionaires for the paper fell, learn the dance that we all know well.
Paper say that the next rich swell up there was given by a millionaire. The rich for 100.
One and all have gathered there now. Strange to say, some reporter men have been there with a pad and pen.
They wrote down what they saw, and when the news was printed in the paper,
people were reading everywhere.
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 There.
Doing that. Society Bear, Teddy Green and Rockefeller threw their shoulders up in the air, rocking like a big propeller.
Come and fight, cuddle up to your Vanderbilt, wrap me up in a beautiful diamond quilt.
Mr. Swamp was on the job in a high-toned manner,
playing the piano.
Morgan cried, I don't give a care, let me spend another dollar throwing up
his hands in the air.
Mr. Gould began to holler.
Doctor going up, going up, going up.
Aye, doctor going down, going down, going down.
So come on, let's kill that society bear. It's a bear, it's a bear.
Papers say everybody there laughed out loud when an air is there.
Each John D. what he has no hair at all, then cunningly began to call his head his loving billiard ball.
Around the hall now Carnegie did the turkey trot for an hour with a chicken bat.
Ached him on till he more forgot to tell of Snapperbody's library.
Doing that rich society bear.
Were you there?
I was there.
Where?
Doing that.
Society Bear,
Teddy Green and Rockefeller
threw their shoulders up in the air,
rocking like a big propeller.
Someone cried, cuddle up to your Vanderbilt, wrap me up in a beautiful diamond quilt.
Mr. Swamp was on the job in a high-toned manner,
flying the piano.
Morgan cried, I don't give a care, let me spend another dollar throwing up
his hands in the air.
Mr. Gould began to holler.
Doctor going up, going up, going up.
My doctor going down, going down, going down.
So come on, let's kill that society bear. It's a bear, it's a bear.
I'm in love with you.
If you ever leave me, then I don't know what I'd do.
I think I'd die. I know I'd cry.
And I am never lonesome when I'm by your side.
Every place we meet, even on the street.
Why, I could kiss and hug you, honey. You're so awful sweet.
My angel child, I'm simply wild. And I just keep on singing all the while. Oh, you little bear. You little chicken, you're there. Your hair is funny, teeth are funny, and your smile just sets me wild. And you seem to fascinate him. My poor heart is tired of waiting. I leave my happy home for just a little loving. So would I, you little bear. I know you're there. I'll get you yet, you little bear.
Honey, just a glance puts me in a trance.
All my body starts to sway and heart begins to dance.
You little dear, when you are near.
I got a funny feeling and it's awful queer.
Gee, but I'd be gay if you'll only say
that I'm the only one could ever name the wedding day.
You honey dear, you know I'm true. I can't be nice to anyone but you. Oh, you little bear. You little chicken, you're there. Your hair is funny, teeth are funny, and your smile just sets me wild. And you seem so fascinating. My poor heart is tired of waiting. Oh, I'd leave my happy home for just a little loving. So would I, you little bear. I know you're there. I'll get you, little bear. Oh, you little bear. You little chicken, you're there. Your hair is funny, teeth are funny, and your smile just sets me wild. And you feel so fascinating. My poor heart is tired of waiting. Oh, I'd leave my happy home for just a little loving. So would I, you little bear. I know you're there. I'll get you yet, you little bear.
He would play both night and day till the crew cried, on your way. We've had enough of that old bust up, so they threw him in the sea. He grabbed the tail of a passing whale and played with one arm free. Way down on Umpa Isle, he landed with a smile. The Zulu Queen with Sukurene met him in royal style. With his Umpa, Umpa, funny little Umpa, he struck up an air. With his Umpa, Umpa, funny little Umpa, Pat Malone was there. They forgot the boiling pot as they did the Zulu trot. They brought a ring and made him king and crowned him on the spot. With his Umpa, Umpa, funny little Umpa, he was not so green. For his old trombone and funny little tone won Methelone a queen. Now he was hardly there a week until he had it on the chic. With his Umpa, Umpa, funny little Umpa, on the Umpa Isle. Pat Malone with his old trombone told him of our latest style. Now they're up to date out there, and the girls all bob their hair. The beach, they say, has it on Broadway with its flappers by the mile. And quite a few wear galoshes, too, made out of crocodile. And every passing ship now anchors on its trip to watch those wild finale hoppers do the bamboo dip. With his Umpa, Umpa, funny little Umpa, like a one-man band. With his Umpa, Umpa, funny little Umpa, all along the sand. Every Zulu maiden sweet gives the sailor boys a treat. They go a like a this, a like a that, a like a this, and sometimes move their feet. With his Umpa, Umpa, funny little Umpa, Pat just sits and plays. So they bring him dishes, coconuts and fishes, cooked in different ways. He'd give the queen and all his cash for just one plate of corned beef hash. With his Umpa, Umpa, funny little Umpa, on the Umpa Isle.
Now, I'll for a quiet moment on me trombone.
In Duna, in Duna, Bata Quagga, Mashua, Omelina, lick, 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 lick.
Beg pardon, Queenie, I didn't quite get you.
In Duna, in Duna, Bata Quagga, Mashua, Omelina, lick, 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 lick.
Well, it may be that you're right, and then again, it may be that you're wrong. Oh, by the way, Chief, what do you say? Singerina, muggerina, shak, shak, kudji, kanza, kabola, grrrr, wah, wah. Ah! Cluck, 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 cluck. Well, well, I haven't thought of that. Now, there's another point to be considered.
Pickle-licka, pickle-lickle, loosha, mano, honkwa, lick-lick-lick-lick.
Hoshwa, gabbinger, wow-wow, gansy, nilo, gluck-gluck,
gluck-gluck, gluck-gluck.
Hold on, hold on. Don't get excited. We'll now sing our national Zulu anthem with, of course, my assistant.
Yoko Tonga Wanga. Now come, Maracaibo.
Tango, Labagula Wita.
Pondo, Amazulu, Chow Chow. Wagole, 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 wagole,
Collinson Harlan with his Oompa Oompa on the Oompa Isle, written by Harry Von Tilzer. The dialogue on Edison 51021-R, also issued on Edison Cylinder 4647, probably came across a lot funnier at the time that was recorded on July 18, 1922. Arthur Collins, the baritone voice, and tenor Byron G. Harlan recorded together for over 20 years, and because of their large builds, were referred to by Billy Murray as the two-ton duo. Before that, Oh You Little Bear, composed by Billy Vandiver, with the words by Bobby Heath. Columbia A1246 was made October 23, 1912. And we started the set with another Ursine title, That's Society Bear, written by Irving Berlin. That's from Columbia A1163, recorded April 5, 1912. A few weeks ago, I played Timetable Blues, which could be described as a Liszt song. That Society Bear describes an extra swell affair given by a millionaire for 400 rich guests. On the list, John D. Rockefeller, Cornelius Vanderbilt, Charles M. Schwab, J.P. Morgan, Jason Gould, and Andrew Carnegie. I recognized all of those, but first in the list was Hetty Green, with whom I was unfamiliar. Henrietta Howland Robinson Green was known as the Witch of Wall Street by some, and the Queen of Wall Street by others. At the time of this recording, she was 78 years old, and if not the richest, one of the richest women in the world. And by the way, the Society Bear was a dance. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. The first recording of Dippermouth Blues was made by King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band on April 6, 1923, for Jeanette, but on June 23rd, they recorded it again for OK, with Bud Scott shouting, "Oh, play that thing," toward the end.
Oh, play that thing!
Yeah, like that. Bud Scott played banjo in the band. On that record, the thing to be played is nonspecific, but not on these three records.
Go! Cause when you start to jazz, I get a feeling from the start that gives me such a itching and a creeping round my heart. I never knew I loved you till you played it moan. Oh, Joe, Joe, play the trombone.
Thank you.
The California Ramblers, January 13, 1922, with Play That Song of India Again, adapted from the theme by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. Louis James and Charles Harrison both had vocal versions, and the Savoy Havana Band made an instrumental, but the Ramblers' recording went unissued. Before that, Ted Weems and his orchestra with Parker Gibbs taking the vocal honors on Play That Hot Guitar, written by Phil Baxter and Charles Torres. Victor 24053 was recorded in Chicago on September 24, 1931. We started the set with Ethel Waters and Oh Joe, Play That Trombone. Ethel Waters' jazz masters were directed by pianist Fletcher Henderson. Composer Edgar Dowell's title may be Oh Joe, Play That Trombone, but the trombonist on Black Swan 14128, made around September of 1922, was George Brashear. Yesterday, November 2nd, marked the birth in 1899 in Pontiac, Michigan, of Glenn Owen Rowell to Charles Herbert Rowell and Cora Buckles. At age 19, Rowell, who played piano, violin, and cornet, was employed by music publisher Leo Feist in St. Louis, where he met Ford Rush, and the two became good friends. They made their way to Chicago, where Rowell worked as a pianist on WLS, and by 1925 he was musical director of the station. Rush was studio director, and the pair formed the duo act Ford and Glenn. They came up with numerous programs, including Lullaby Time, Ford and Glenn Time, Woodshed Theater, and Radio Music Shop, not to mention the National Barn Dance, predecessor to the Grand Ole Opry. Rowell next teamed up with Gene Carroll to become the comedy team of Gene and Glenn, heard on NBC Radio from 1930 to 1943, when Rowell quit the act. For the last 8 years of his life, Rowell hosted a children's television show in Cincinnati called Captain Glenn's Bandwagon. Glenn Rowell died October 9, 1965 at St. John Hospital in Rapid City, South Dakota, and is buried at Mountain View Cemetery. Here are Ford and Glenn.
Until you brought me cheer. school that we vowed we never would pause. Let us live the golden rule and be my own sweetheart. Can't we be the same school day, sweetheart?
Thank you.
If there are any recordings of Glenn Rowell without Gene or Ford, I couldn't find any. So we started our little tribute to Glenn Rowell with Since You Called Me Sweetheart. F. Henry Klickman wrote the music and Milton Weil the words. Columbia 474-F was recorded September 17, 1925. Next was another by Ford and Glenn, School Days Sweethearts. That's from Columbia 766-D, waxed July 9, 1926. School Days Sweethearts was written by 1N Glenn Edwards, and if he wrote anything else, I couldn't find it. We finished up with Glenn Rowell getting composer credit, along with Earl Houbrick, on I Wish You Were Jealous of Me. Ford and Glenn also recorded it, as did Jack Smith, Charles Harrison, and a half dozen others, but we heard Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra with Elliot Shaw in their August 18, 1926 version on Victor 20145. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. This very day, November 3rd, marks the birth in 1887 in Roxbury, Massachusetts, of Edwin James Smalley, S-M-A-L-L-E, the youngest of five children born to James and Mary Rooney Smalley. As a boy, he took piano lessons and around 1902 got a job as a song plugger at the Old South Music Store in Boston. In 1914, the family moved to New York, where Smalley worked for composer Joe McCarthy for $26 a week. He married Maud F. Reddick on September 28, 1908, and they had two children, Edwin Jr. and Gertrude. Smalley went to work for composer and publisher Harry von Tilzer, and in 1919 was demonstrating a song to Billy Murray when Murray suggested that they sing it as a duet. After making a test, the pair recorded I Ain't and Gotten No Time to Have the Blues for Victor with full orchestra, Smalley's first recording. Smalley and Murray went on to record together for Emerson, Aeolian, Vocalion, and Victor, and Smalley went on to record solo and with others on hundreds of records. Smalley had done arrangements for the vaudeville comedy quartet, the Quixie Four, billed as the Boys with the Pep, and when Victor executive Freddie King heard them, he arranged to have Smalley work with the Revelers. Smalley also recorded as a piano accompanist and joined the Revelers on their 1927 tour of Europe, where he made records for HMV, both as a soloist and with the Revelers. After leaving the Revelers, Smalley continued to work extensively on radio, both as a performer and arranger, but in the late 1930s, poor health forced him to retire. He died November 23, 1968, following a heart attack at his Westerly, Rhode Island home, and is buried in River Bend Cemetery. Here are three solo recordings by Ed Smalley, not heard on the show before.
Now I always mind my business, keep going right along, and I find if you mind your business, you'll never get in wrong. Now I've got a brand new sweetie, not fat and not too thin. I love to rave about her, but please don't listen in, 'cause how I love her and she loves me is nobody's business. How she can kiss, believe me this, that's nobody's business. We met the preacher yesterday, this is all I had to say. How I love her and she loves me, nobody's business. How I love her and she loves me is nobody's business. And how she looks in a bathing suit is nobody's business. I love this baby, there's no doubt, she knows what it's all about, and where we go when we step out is nobody's business. We met the preacher yesterday, this is all I had to say. You've heard of Boston garters, no metal can touch you. You've heard of Heinz's pickles and Colgate toothpaste too. Now you can tell a Ford car, they advertise it so. But when you meet my sweetie, say I just want to know. If she bobs her hair and takes a smoke, that's nobody's business. If she rolls a sock and tells a joke, that's nobody's business. Oh, she's so lovely, she's so sweet. When we dine, I always treat. How she can eat and eat is nobody's business. She's a wow, and I love her how is nobody's business. Oh, yes, sir, that's my baby now. That's nobody's business. I don't know what this baby's got, but what she's got a lot. Does she do the Charleston hop? That's nobody's business. She can dance and she can sing, is nobody's business. She's got a car and a diamond ring, but that's nobody's business. She's got a cozy little flat. She's got this and she's got that. But where this baby got a mat, well, it really doesn't concern anyone. No, 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 nobody's business.
Oh, good morning. Is the doctor in, please? Pardon my puffing so, but those stairs. Yes, and I am rather stout. Yes. What's that, doctor? I should go on a diet?
Oh, 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 please, doctor, cure my blues. I cannot reduce. Doctor, it's no use. No, 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 your diet I refuse. I don't care if I get stout. Doctor, I can't do without my waffles. Waffles, waffles for mine. Cover them and smother them with syrup. Waffles, waffles, I could eat nine. When I see a waffle, how I cheer up. No meat, no sweets, my candy I'll cut. No ham, no jam, no fried hollabut. I must have waffles, waffles. Doctor, be kind. Cut out my potato, but waffles for mine. Waffles, waffles, waffles for mine. Just cover them and smother them with syrup. Waffles, waffles, why I could eat nine. When I see a little waffle, how I cheer up. Since I've reduced, I've lost all my vim. I eat my heart out, trying to get thin. I must have waffles, waffles, doctor, be kind. You can cut my spinach, but waffles for mine. Waffles, waffles, waffles for mine. Cover them and smother them with syrup. Waffles, waffles, why I could eat nine. When I see a waffle, how I cheer up. Now this advice you hear every day. Waffles keep the doctor away. I must have waffles, waffles, doctor be kind. You can cut my cutlet, but waffles for mine. Waffles, waffles, waffles for mine. Cover them and smother them with syrup. Waffles, waffles, I could eat nine. When I see a waffle, how I cheer up. And when someday they lay me to rest, I hope they put a little waffle right on my chest. Waffle, waffle, doctor be kind. You can cut my eye too, but waffle for mine.
Say you gotta know how, you gotta know how to love. Nobody's hard to get, who can't be gotten yet. So listen, each lovesick bow, yo, yo, yo. If you have someone who appeals a lot to you, there's one thing you might as well know. And I'll tell you, you gotta know just how to love them. Yo, 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 you gotta know what to do, 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 do. You gotta know how to gaze in their eyes. Sigh little sighs and lie little lies. You gotta know what to tell them. Do, 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 whenever there's a beautiful moon above. Say they're bound to fall, all they need is a shove. But you gotta know how to love. Yes, sir, you gotta know how to love them. Do, 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 do. You gotta know what to do, 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 do. You gotta know, you gotta know how to gaze in their eyes. You you gotta know how to hold them so tight. Treat them just right, you can kiss, but don't bite. You've gotta know just how to read them. Do-do-de-o-do, gotta know what they're thinking of. And right there is where you swear by heaven above. You gotta know how to love. A little present here and there might even make them care. But that's not the only way, hey, hey. A picture show or two may make it strong for you, but one thing will make it okay, and I'll tell you. You gotta know how to love 'em. Do-do-de-o-de-o, gotta know how, you gotta know when to do, do-do-do. You gotta know when they wanna be kissed. How to insist when they resist. You gotta know how to fool 'em. Do-do-de-o-de-o, don't put 'em wise to what you're thinking. Oh, no, sir. Say it's always there for you, but heavens above. You gotta know how to love. I've had two or three, so you can take it from me that you gotta know how to love. That's what I said.
We started our birthday salute to Ed Smalley with Nobody's Business, or as they say in Wisconsin, mind your own damn business. Nobody's Business was composed by Irving Mills with the words by Clarence Gaskill. That's from Domino 78, number 3654, recorded on New Year's Eve, 1925. Next was Waffles, lyrics by Al Capel and music by Fred Fisher. You've heard Waffles on the show by Irving Aronson and his Commanders with Phil Sachs, and Irving Kaufman with Adrian Schubert as the Missouri Jazz Band. Ed Smalley's version was made for Brunswick in April of 1926, issued as catalog number 3219. We finished up with Hal Rogers and You Gotta Know How to Love, from Oriole 680, made around May of 1926. You Gotta Know How to Love was written by Bud Green and Harry Warren and was hot off the Shapiro Bernstein presses, copyrighted May 21st, 1926. Oh, and Hal Rogers was, of course, Ed Smalley. Yesterday, November 2nd, marked the birth in 1896 in Bridgeport, Connecticut, of Charles William Kisco, K-I-S-C-O, eldest of seven children born to Frank Joseph Kisco and his wife Mary. Charles was better known as Charlie, variously spelled with E-Y and I-E. He received formal musical lessons from his father and classical composer and concert pianist John Adam Hugo. As a teenager, Kisco played piano in vaudeville and recorded piano roles. From 1924 to 1929, he was musical director for the Duncan Sisters and accompanied them on recordings, along with his wife Eva, also on piano. In 1930, Kisco went to Hollywood, where he worked in films as a composer, pianist, and music supervisor until the late 1950s. Charlie Kisco died at St. Joseph's Medical Center in Burbank, December 6, 1985, and is buried at Forest Lawn Cemetery, Glendale, fittingly in the Harmony section. He had his first birthday segment just last year, but here are three more from the pen of Charlie Kisco. The book.
love is a dream, a beautiful dream for two. When you find the right one who makes your dream of love come true. Life isn't real till your heart can feel the bliss of a sweet romantic kiss. Other joys you'll never miss. Sweetheart, my heart rejoices when you are near to hold me dear. I hear the distant voices from heaven above me when you say love me. Love is a dream, a beautiful dream for two. And the day that I found you, all my dreams of love came true.
Thank you. weeping willow trees. Oh, there's music in the breeze, laughter from the trees, and love in the moonlight for me. The stars are feeling playful too. Round the moon they're saying peek-a-boo. There's a look within your eye, makes me realize there's love in the moonlight for me. This night was really heaven sent, and only meant for love. Oh, my dear, if I am all aflame, am I to blame for what I'm thinking of? The world has never been so gay. Nature has declared a holiday. The night was so divine. Dear, with you I'll find there's love in the moonlight for me.
Being heard on the show for the first time, Gus Arnheim and his orchestra with Lois Whiteman singing the J.C. Lewis Jr. lyrics to Love in the Moonlight for Me. That was recorded by Victor in Hollywood on February 2, 1933, issued as catalog number 24235. I've played It's a Lonesome Old Town only once before, last year for Charlie Kisko's first birthday segment, by Sam Lennon's famous players, disguised as Buddy Campbell and his orchestra. It was Ben Burney's theme song, and he recorded it twice, first in 1930, with vocalist Pat Kennedy, and again in 1941, the version we heard. The vocalist this time around was Donald Saxon, and Decca 4158 was recorded August 14, 1941. I've also played Love is a Dream only once before on the show, back in 2018, by Gus Arnheim with Lois Whiteman. But we started off our little tribute to Charlie Kisko with Will Osborne and his orchestra on Oriole 2667-A, made March 20th, 1933. J.C. Lewis Jr. also wrote the lyrics to Love is a Dream, and they were sung there by Will Osborne. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.